It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations. Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success. Hello. Welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main, and today we are going to dive into the masculine and feminine dynamics. What role do they play? Why do we hear so much about this urge for us to explore feminine and masculine energy? What does it have to do with our relationships? And there is such diversity around this topic, and there's a lot of misunderstanding. And so in this episode, I really wanted to honor and share with you the origin of it. What is it at its absolute core? Because a lot of what we read and hear and learn, it's really been misconstrued to such a degree that it is unrecognizable from its origin. A lot of it is really set up to benefit and enable inequality. So it really comes down to, once you see it, and hopefully today I'll be able to open up the lens in which you think about it and how you see it and feel it within yourself and others, and begin to see how colonized it has become. So let's talk about the origin, right? Where does even the concept of feminine and masculine energy come from? Feminine and masculine energy come from the mutable law, the law of gender, okay? So that is a hermetic law, a universal law that has been around for literally thousands of years. So it's mutable. It's designed to change, right? And you might say, how can the law of gender change, right? Isn't gender gender? But you'll begin to notice that, you know, over the past few years, we are seeing gender so differently. And we really are beginning to blur the lines between gender. Now, the law of gender states that everybody, regardless of the gender you were assigned at birth, everyone has masculine and feminine energy. They are two energies that we all have. Some people will have more feminine energy. Some people will have more masculine energy. However, just as it has nothing to do with the gender you were assigned at birth, it also has nothing to do with your sexual orientation. So I find it easier to think about these energies as qualities within a person, right? So if you were to look at feminine energy, traditionally we will see it as someone who's intuitive, generous, nurturing, creative, collaborative, caring, receptive, grateful, soft, gentle. Masculine energy is the logical side of us, the confident, the focused, the clear, concise, assertive, goal-driven, strong, stable side of us. Now, like everything, everything has opposites, right? Everything has shadows. This is where it gets misconstrued and has done in the past few years. So a lot of people have misconstrued, but also morphed together two mutable laws. So people have morphed the law of polarity and the law of gender together. So a lot of in the relational coaching space, let's say, in self-help, personal development, we will hear people talk about, you know, and there's even polarity coaches that speak to feminine and masculine energy. Now, here's the thing, is they are two completely different laws, right? Masculine and feminine energies are not opposite. They are not opposites because they do not belong in the law of polarity, right? If it's probably more useful to look at it as pieces to a puzzle that makes you, you, that makes us, us. So all of those pieces that, you know, we assign to either masculine or feminine has caused separation, right? Now, with that separation, you can see now how we've separated it into categories that over time have gone, women behave like this, men behave like this, thinking that masculine equals man, feminine equals woman. And this is just not the case, right? We're literally, we've taken half of the puzzle away. And ever since, our quest, our search, our curiosity to tap into our feminine energy is really the quest to find those qualities that were literally taken, stolen from us years ago. Because women don't behave this way. The feminine doesn't behave this way. The masculine doesn't behave this way. So this is where it's got really messy. And this quest, this search, this constant pursuit that we've been on, this quest for the one, my feminine just wants to melt into his masculine, has really robbed us of our innate power because we've believed and we've bought into the belief that these masculine traits are supposed to be in our significant other, right? So this is where the rules came in, right? This is where the quest for love, the quest for self, the quest to feel whole, has really been misunderstood. I like to look at masculine and feminine as spirit and matter, right? What is that space in between? And ultimately what the aim is to unite, be at one with that spirit and matter, to feel spirit in our bodies. That's the quest. That's been the pursuit. For us to be connected, mind, body, spirit, throughout all five bodies. But you know, that doesn't necessarily sell billions and billions of dollars of courses and programs and coaching and everything else. It doesn't serve the colonial culture. So a lot of these teachings is really, you know, if you're in the industry, you will see there's a lot of men that are hugely popular because they're teaching the feminine how to be feminine. Aren't they kind? Isn't that nice of them that we've got a man to show us the way in how to be a woman? So you can see that we are literally, we've been wired and conditioned for a man to tell us what to do. Right? And if this man understands consciousness and polarity dynamics, if he understands spirituality, personal development, like, wow, that makes them so much hotter. And so we buy into this narrative and we share all of their stuff, we comment, we spruik, we pedestal these men that are really just enabling inequality, feeding colonial culture, because women aren't benefiting off of this. Men are. We're lining their pockets with cash. Teaching, as they teach us how to be woman, how to be more feminine. This is what the masculine wants. At the same time, teaching and spruiking that they're opposites, that it's polarity. Now, the world is conditioned to not understand polarity, to not be able to hold two opposites at the same time without seeing the other person as wrong or the enemy. Can you see where this is going? We can never reach a state of sacred union until we arrive at a point where we understand that they're just qualities within us. To stop searching everywhere outside of us, and every time we pedestal someone else, particularly a man teaching feminine concepts and beliefs, we are enabling inequality, and we have to meet that inner bias within ourselves. And sometimes that's really hard. And sometimes, you know, this is embedded very deeply. And so it can spark a lot of debate because it's not what people want to hear. People don't want to hear that they don't need to find the one. That soulmates don't exist. That my twin flame is out there somewhere and I will live happily ever after. And there's a lot of people that buy into this. This is a massive industry. But at what point are we going to realize that it's no longer serving us? Particularly as women. It's robbing men of a genuine experience. And we're putting ridiculous expectations on men and our partners to complete us, to make us feel whole. And then we say, I manifested the one. And then we go and teach everybody else how they can manifest the one, because they're feeding off of their whole business models are set up to profit off people's loneliness and desire to be fucking loved. When in actuality, the most empowering thing that we can do is tell them the truth. That you will never be happy long term until you get to know yourself, love yourself, find yourself, lose yourself, give yourself full permission to take the masks off, to be who you really are, to love with all of your heart. Yes, melt into his arms. But we also need some goddamn sovereignty, some agency. It's not because we've been a good girl and daddy has given us what we wanted. The universe wants us to love ourselves, see ourselves, find ourselves, meet ourselves, lose ourselves. And then we can enjoy a sacred union that is raw, that is pure, that we get to see each other for who they really are, without the expectations, without the Disney hangover, the fairy tale of wanting to find the one. So I encourage you to look at it with fresh eyes, to see it for what it is, to look at it through the lens of qualities within yourself. You might, I find it useful to use archetypal energy and embodiment. So we're not looking at it through the lens of male, female, the law of gender, masculine or feminine, or opposites. We're able to tap into that warrior and those qualities. We're able to tap into the mystic, the magician, the priestess, the mother, the slut, the dominatrix, the submissive, whatever archetypes you feel will benefit you, that are within you. And often I find the archetypes that you resist the most are the archetypes that you need to work with the most. So, where to from here? Your quest, your desire to explore the feminine is really highlighting your desire to be discerning, to set boundaries, to be soft, to be fierce. Think of that mother archetype. So the feminine isn't always soft and gentle, light and fluffy. Think of a mother. A mother can be wild, can be fierce, can be strong. She can bring destruction when she needs to. She can be hella protective when she needs to be. But she can also be really soft and gentle and nurturing. This is what feminine energy is. There is so much to explore within feminine dynamics. And if you really feel to understand them and embody them, then reach out, because we have so many courses and experiences that can take you on that journey. So reach out, go to the website, check out Cosmic Kink. Because this is where we go into the mutable laws. We respect the origin. We teach you feminine and masculine dynamics and polarity as for what they are and how it rolls out and happens and evolve in everyday life, and how to make sure that we can actually exit the framework to decolonize and unplug from this narrative that we've been fed. Also, be aware of who are you following on socials? What are they saying? And just noticing who's saying what, who's spruiking what. Notice how you feel in your body. Does this make me feel empowered? Am I buying into this fairy tale Disney complex where it's my own bias? You know, and it's within all of us. So don't think that anyone is exempt from this. So today's episode has been super meaty. I trust that you have got what you needed. This is very alive in me, and it's something that I care about deeply, because when we understand this, we create equality, and that matters. So that is me over and out. I will see you next time on the podcast or over on socials. I am Madam SK on Insta. Facebook, we are the School of Somatic Kink. Alrighty. Thank you guys. Have a great day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye everybody.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this epic conversation. I'm Renee Main, and I am over and out for now.